Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You didn't know that rock and roll burned, so you bought a candle and you lived and you learned. You got the rhythm, you got the speed. Mama's little baby likes it short and sweet. I said, my, 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 I'm once bitten, twice shy, baby.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I'll be quite honest with you, in the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, it is personally embarrassing to me that I still have to come up here and read things like that.
I don't think it should ever be embarrassing to read the Constitution. You know, that's a perfectly fine thing to remind people of. Jerry Cooey speaking in the public forum during the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting on Monday. What's it going to be about, do you think? Well, here we go.
Every elected official in the state of Florida, I dare say the United States of America, swears an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. That means all of it. There's nowhere in there does it say, well, maybe you shouldn't speak, or maybe it'd be improper for you to speak, or maybe it's not the proper time for you to speak. It says we all share that blessing.
Now, remember what this is going to be about is that Chairman Colton Wright had made a comment recently when a couple of candidates for District 2 running against Kerry Smith had presented their commentary in the open forum portion of the discussion. And he basically said, I personally think that it's kind of not in good taste to campaign from the podium. Also, we found out Thursday at the Pensacola City Council meeting, Allison Patton, the chair there, admonished somebody who's running against Michelle Salzman for the District 1 seat, that as a Democrat, which is, you know, basically a hopeless campaign. But she had come up to speak about, was it data centers? I think it was data centers. Anyway, and after she got done, Allison's like, you know, we don't allow campaigning. It's part of their internal regulations. But we'll come back. I want context for you for a second. Anyway, so Jerry Cooey, back to him.
I'm just going to have to say, fellas, to all of you, this is a personal plea. When somebody sitting up here wants to throttle the First Amendment, I'd appreciate you speaking up. It's not his opinion. He's sitting in the chairman's seat, and he's expressing an opinion that's not true. I need you to stand up and stop that kind of stuff. A lot of people have died and given their lives to protect this very Constitution.
This is a very interesting conclusion. Did you hear I take Jerry at his words. He's a smart enough guy to use his words appropriately. Listen to what he says. Colton Wright, what he's saying is false, and Colton Wright should be stopped from saying it.
And he's expressing an opinion that's not true. I need you to stand up and stop that kind of stuff.
It strikes me as an odd conclusion that Colton Wright, an elected official, should be censored from speaking about something that Jerry Cooey thinks is incorrect. If the premise of the argument is that Colton Wright is wrong for trying to discourage or censor or stifle somebody else's exercise of the First Amendment, because it would seem to be that if you really believe in the First Amendment, you believe in it for unelected citizens, you believe it for campaigning citizens, candidates, and you believe it for elected officials, you would believe it across the board. You wouldn't advocate for somebody to be stopped from saying things in the name of the First Amendment. Now, you could say they should be stopped from doing censorship. They should be stopped from punishing, prohibiting. They should be stopped from cutting off the mic. Okay. But to say they should be stopped from saying criticism of how somebody else is using their First Amendment, well, that's core protected speech, I would think.
Y'all need to speak up. It's a precious right that we all have. And for anyone to express that, especially an elected official in the United States of America, is just solely wrong in their thought process.
Or is it his First Amendment protected opinion that he thinks that it's appropriate to use public forum time in a certain way and not in a different way, as long as he allows you to use it in any way you like?
When they're out of here, if they want to express that, that's fine.
Wait, so only unelected folks, people who are not in office, are able to have opinions? So you lose First Amendment rights by getting elected? Super weird position to take. Tell the president that.
But sitting here in a government meeting where they have put their hand on a Bible, left hand on a Bible, right hand raised to God, I swear to protect and defend, there's no room for an attitude like that.
No room for it. So he should be censored. He should be removed. He should be recalled. What do you think should be the remedy, Jerry?
I need y'all to step up. I'm proud of this country. I need y'all to step up and defend it and not allow this to happen anymore. It's ridiculous that I feel the need to stand up here and say that, but every time I hear a comment like that, you're going to hear it again.
Again, note the phrasing.
And not allow this to happen anymore.
And not allow him to say it anymore. Hey, you know me. I'm a huge believer in free speech. And by the way, I don't think Jerry should be stifled in saying these things. I just think that he's contradicting himself repeatedly and contradicting the spirit of the First Amendment and, honestly, the application of it. So, you know, just be more consistent in your views on the First Amendment, which, if he's got the right to say it, I've got the right to criticize it. You've got, the chairman has the right to criticize the use of it. Allison Patton has the right to encourage people not to. I do disagree with the power of the city council to tell people they can't campaign, because on that, I actually agree with Jerry that what you say in your public forum, they cannot discriminate on the basis of viewpoint. Now, constitutionally, you do not have a right to speak in public forum. In fact, under the U.S. Constitution, you don't have a right even to speak on voting items. That's a Florida state right, and the Florida state right is only for voting items, agenda items. It is not for public forum. But once they allow people to speak, you have to allow them to speak about anything they want to say. You cannot have viewpoint discrimination within the context of allowing people to comment. That's a violation of their First Amendment rights. So, very specific nuance, but I think, you know, maybe in honor of America's 250th anniversary birthday, we ought to probably understand these things a little bit better. Everybody ought to understand them a little bit better. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or even delays. I'm seeing everything rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are looking for something sweet to do today, Small Cakes Cupcake and Creamery is, oh, it's delicious. We just had some the other day here, and I haven't had the ice cream yet, but slow churned, creamy, flavorful ice cream, birthday cake flavor, cookies and cream flavor, salted caramel, or caramel if you prefer. I don't know. I usually say caramel, but we could have a fight about that. Vanilla bean, blue monster, chocoholic. And then the cupcakes, which we did have, red velvet, lemon drop, wedding cake, pink vanilla, hot fudge, sundae, birthday. Anyway, their philosophy at Small Cakes is, their slogan is, maybe a cupcake will help, which is a pretty good slogan. I like that. Freshly baked, gourmet, they do catering, they do weddings, they do individuals if you just want to stop by and get something. Small Cakes, I don't know why I struggle with their name, Small Cakes Cupcakery. .com next to the Starbucks and Chick-fil-A on Bayou and 9th.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Corey Miller from Goodwill Gulf Coast Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel for their inaugural show. They will be discussing services which are available free to the community and how Goodwill can serve you. Topics will range from education, employment, resources, and more. Text or call in your questions Friday and go online to goodwillgulfcoast.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
You know, Becca, DJing is not a profession. It's a hobby. Unless you're Rick Dees or someone awesome.
Yo, Jay. Wait.
What?
Wait.
Someone awesome like Andrew McKay or John Pickens. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You want to do this now or you want to do it a little bit later? You want to do it during the frivolous, like right around the frivolous topic?
Yeah.
All right, we'll save it. Special surprise for you coming up soon.
Yep.
You'll like it. It's funny. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The United Nations is evacuating thousands of sailors stranded in the Strait of Hormuz. The UN said on Tuesday that it's begun evacuating more than 11,000 sailors who've been stuck in that waterway since the U.S. And Israel began attacks on Iran all the way back in February. Hundreds of vessels are reportedly still stranded in the strait. The big warehouse fire, it's been burning now for a week in Los Angeles, is expected to be extinguished by Friday. That's according to firefighters who've been there battling the blaze. Lineage Logistics believes their cold storage facility started on fire when a third-party company was doing work on rooftop solar. And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg wants to jump on the prediction market bandwagon. Meta is apparently now working on an app called Arena, which will compete with Kalshi and Polymarket.
All right. Have you ever done, are you, do you do any of this online gambling of any kind or the, any of
no,
that stuff?
No, I.
Me either.
I haven't figured it out yet.
I used to play a lot of pool in college and I would gamble some, like small stakes, you know, 10 or 20 bucks or play tournaments. I was like tournaments because you could pay 10 or 15 bucks and you might win 300 or 400 or something, you know, but you don't lose very much. I just don't like gambling. You know, it's too hard to earn money. And the, you know, the possibility of losing it is so much more painful than the joy of winning it. And I know that, you know, gambling addicts are the other way around. They like the stress. I hate the stress.
See, I just fear changing history for the worse because whatever I bet on, the opposite would
right. With you bringing your bad luck
right.
to bear, right? Yeah. You never
so
know
bet
how
against the Dolphins,
you're influencing
okay.
things.
Bet against the Dolphins.
Oh, what did I see yesterday? It said, you know, whatever bad choice you're about to make can't be so bad since nobody from the future came back and made you do it the other way around. Made me laugh. Anyway,
oh my goodness.
Let's see. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. I don't know. Made me laugh. That's always a win. Hey, if you are working on any home improvement project, building something for a living, or anywhere in between, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They are the oldest business in Florida, 175 years young, since 1851. You know, before Levi's, before there was a Civil War, there was Pensacola Hardware. That means if you go look at buildings around the area, you know, you look at it, it's 50 years old, they could have supplied that. It's 100 years old, they probably did. 150, they probably did. I mean, you know, like, they have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 175 years. It's crazy. That means that they understand how to do it. The institutional knowledge is amazing. You know, a lot of times you think, well, how do I fix it? I'll go ask YouTube. You should think, I'll go ask Pensacola Hardware because they know. They know the building codes. They know the inspectors, especially if you build things for a living. They will have your stuff in stock. You won't have to wait for a day. They can ship it to your job site, save you time, put you on a monthly bill, all that stuff if you're a professional. Even, you know, if you have specified order, special products kind of things you have to do for the architect or the engineer, they take care of that. Anyway, great place. Plus, Yeti merch and, you know, cast iron skillets and, you know, all kinds of grills and gumbo pots and all that kind of stuff in the front of the store, the sort of the housewares portion. Anyway, it's a great place to go. Go there for a date, even. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, 824 on News Radio 92.3. Yesterday, President Trump was speaking at the, where was this? This was at the Mack Truck facility, if I remember correctly, and something came up.
NRA, everybody, they really have the NRA, everybody, they really have been. They've been with me right from the beginning. And Bill asked me, would I support the National Right to Carry legislation? How do you feel about National Right to Carry? That's my free poll. You know what that is? That's a free poll. I don't have to pay $300,000 to somebody that doesn't even do polling, you know, to give you phony numbers. See, those are real numbers. National right to carry. Yeah, we're working on it.
So we're working on it. National right to carry would presumably be permitless 18-year-olds and up having the right to carry concealed weapons across state lines anywhere without a permit. So there would be no more worrying about the regulations in other states or whether you have a concealed carry permit here and whether there's reciprocity. I will say this, you do have some states that have very restrictive carry rules, like in Illinois, the requirement to have a FOID card, non-reciprocity, other limits. So, you know, it's going to be a battle. I will also say this, it's kind of a weird one to talk about in the context of polling because it either is or is not a constitutional right. At least that's one way to say it. Now, you could also say it's not a constitutional entitlement to conceal carry without a permit, but we still think it's good policy. That would be a different kind of argument. Does the federal government even have the authority to do this? Well, you know, a lot of this is to be decided. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that every Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return on investment to Escambia County taxpayers? Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free I-10, I-110, 90, 98, 29, 9 mile. Everything's flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
What is this, a math class?
Well, add them all up and divide by four, the square root of it.
There you go. I like it. The Senate has now adopted the House passed Iran resolution in a symbolic rebuke of President Trump. This is the War Powers Resolution. Four Republicans, Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, Lisa Murkowski, and Rand Paul all. It's not really fair to call them squishy Republicans. I would say Rand Paul is pretty committed to a Republicanism, just of a different flavor than a lot of other Republicans. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, okay, sure. You know, yeah, they're more moderate. Mitch McConnell and Dave McCormick did not vote, so that's why the numbers don't add up to 150 to 48. This would direct the president to remove the United States Armed Forces from hostilities against the Islamic Republic of Iran, unless Congress declares war or authorizes the use of military force, neither of which they have done. It's a concurrent resolution, a CR. Which means that it doesn't require the president's signature. So I don't know whether we're done because the War Powers Resolution says president must withdraw forces from hostilities if Congress so directs by concurrent resolution. He can't veto it. Now, he would say, it's over. We're working on the peace deal, or the peace deal is done. We don't need troops there anyway. But it's interesting that this comes at a time when there's no teeth to it, not really. You know, it's after kind of it's all over, but the yelling and screaming in the diplomacy rooms. But we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see. It's interesting to see that they've gone with this and that the House version has passed and that it doesn't require the president's signature and therefore not his ability to veto. In the House, four Republicans and all Democrats voted in favor after three prior attempts to fail to pass the War Powers Resolution. The Department of Justice has now charged almost 500 people in a $6 billion health care fraud across 45 states. $6 billion. A third of an aircraft carrier. Filing false claims. Filing exaggerated claims, you know, unnecessary procedures, billions and billions of dollars. You know, the reason you can have fraud to the tune of billions of dollars is because you have such a bloated scale of government, federally, statewide, and sometimes even local. If government is small, it's harder to take advantage of the government and defraud it. So that's not necessarily the easiest answer to these problems, but, you know, the only way you can pull off billions of dollars in fraud and get away with it temporarily or long term is if the programs exist to provide that level of funding for things. If the programs didn't exist, you wouldn't be able to pull off the fraud. Meanwhile, a judge has blocked the Trump administration's move to make SNAP restrictions against, for example, soda and candy. You remember all of this, that people wouldn't, you know, and if you've gone to the store here locally, you've seen the signs at the checkout explaining which things are and which things are not eligible for SNAP benefits or what you used to call food stamps benefits anymore. John, have you seen them at the grocery store, the sign at the checkout? No? Okay.
No.
Maybe we just go to different grocery stores.
Yeah, we do.
All right. You elitist. Anyway, so, I mean, I go to Grocery Advantage and Grocery Outlet and hang out with the people, you know?
Well, I mean, I do.
Meanwhile,
too.
You do like DoorDash or whatever, I bet.
Wow.
Yeah. Too close to home. Anyway, so the judge says the plaintiffs who live in Colorado, Iowa, Nebraska, Tennessee, and West Virginia, in a March lawsuit filed against this, that they or family members rely on the restricted foods to manage health conditions like diabetes. It's part of my need to handle my diabetes to have, for example, Snickers bars so that I can do it when I'm low on sugar and can't get my medicine properly. Or allergies. Or, this is my favorite part of the lawsuit, to obtain the necessary energy boost to get through your daily life from the sugary drinks, snacks, potato chips, and candy bars. And they won with this lawsuit. We must provide people with energy drink, or at least sugary snacks and sodas and chips, because that's how they get through the challenges of energy in their daily lives.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting America the Beautiful will never be a communist country after the socialist sweep of three Democrat Party seats in New York's primary. Even the five-term liberal Hispanic caucus chair, Adriano Espaillat, ousted by progressive Daria Lisa Chevalier, with slogans like abolish ICE, babies not bombs, and free Palestine, just as Democrat Senator John Fetterman predicted on Fox.
These are emerging the full pro-Hamas wing. You know, a lot of these candidates that very likely are going to win tonight just declaring a war on just regular Democrats.
But President Trump and a bipartisan vote in Congress now tackling the election issue of housing, passing reforms to cut home building red tape and limit investors buying up homes. In the Iran peace deal proceeding, President Trump posts Iran is collecting no tolls on ships through the Strait of Hormuz. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got clear skies. It is 78 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. We'll visit Pensacola. Has a month-long celebration planned for America's 250th birthday. Marketing and Communications Director Lindsay Strack says both visitor centers are part of the fun all July long.
And the whole month of July, we are actually inviting people to drop into both of our visitor information centers, the one downtown in Pensacola at 1401 East Gregory Street, and then the one in Perdido Key, and that's celebrating America's birthday, America's 250th. So we've got a really fun love letter campaign going on. We're going to have these really fun coloring sheets for kids.
And Strack says the America's 250 experience is open to all ages and runs the entire month of July. It kicks off alongside the free monthly storytelling series, which starts this Friday at 10 a.m. at the Downtown Center. And we'll focus on Carpenter Creek and its role in Pensacola's watershed. Well, the wrecking crews arrived at the old Baptist Hospital site in downtown Pensacola. And for those who worked there, the demolition brings some mixed emotions. Of course, the hospital served the community for 73 years before moving to its new location. Former employee Allison Holt tells Channel 3 she's hoping whatever replaces it at the original site will keep health care in the
area. A lot of residents in the community does not have transportation. So it will be easy access for them. So by the being in a new location, it's kind of difficult for some patients to get there.
The city is accepting proposals on future use for that property. The next public forum is August 6th at 5:30 p.m. at the Lakeview Center. 42-year-old Foley man is charged with murder after shooting and killing his cousin during a dispute on Monday evening. Baldwin County deputies say Joseph Lee Smith shot 55-year-old Robert Barlow with a shotgun inside of a home on Manic Lane. Barlow was taken to a hospital where he died. Smith was detained at the scene and is being held without bond. Former Congressman Matt Gaetz is returning to public service with a new appointment. Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez named Gaetz to the board of directors of Triumph Gulf Coast, the nonprofit that oversees Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement money in Northwest Florida. Gates begins his role on that board July 1st. Well, water service is temporarily cut off on the King George Parkway and Berry Hill Road areas in Santa Rosa County after a contractor hit a utility line. Crews are at that scene making some repairs. Drivers should expect intermittent lane closures as that work continues. A nine-time convicted felon was arrested after a stolen vehicle pursuit in Escambia County this week. And, well, investigators' jobs were made a little bit easier because the suspect reportedly left his ID in a bag with a stolen firearm and other property. Sheriff Simmons says society owes the man a thank you.
During the investigation, we searched the vehicle, and what did we find? We found fentanyl, and we also found numerous, what's described as numerous, stolen items from other incidents this past weekend. So at least two other cases where this guy was responsible for stealing stuff. A bag was located with a stolen vehicle's keys, also a firearm, and Champion's ID. So he was kind enough to put his ID in there with a gun and the stolen property.
And Sheriff Simmons said that the deputy had located the stolen Hyundai Tucson on Pace Boulevard. The suspect fled after a brief pursuit, crashed, and broke into the home where he was ultimately captured. Champion was treated for lacerations and had outstanding warrants. The sheriff also said more felony charges could be expected. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer going after CVS Health. He issued a civil investigative demand yesterday requiring CVS turn over documents and testimony on reimbursement rates. Uthmeyer says CVS is rigging the system to favor its own pharmacies and denying access to affordable medications. 8:35, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now and also delay-free still. Good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We are going to be seeing a 40% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Heading into Friday, a little more sunshine with just a 20% chance of rain, high near 89. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now it's 79 degrees, really warming up, sunny. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now this hour. Markets are up here at the opening bell. The Dow's up 35 and three quarter points, 51,702.94. S&P 500 up 28 and three quarter points, 73,94.31. NASDAQ currently up 132.5 points at 25,711.762. That 10-year bond rate is down just a bit this morning, 4.42%. Turning to commodities, gold is down 159.10 at 3,990.30. Silver is down 339 at 58.68. And Bitcoin is currently down $521 at 61,787 even. Oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate down just over $3 a barrel, 70.13 right now. Brent crude down $3.40 a barrel, 73.68 a barrel. Fuel prices, the national average for a gallon of regular is up today at $3.92 a gallon. Now, the Florida statewide average is up today as well, $3.78 a gallon, which is up from $3.68 yesterday. 1 week ago, it was at $3.73. Local averages, Escambia County, we're seeing about $3.43 as the average price across the county and $3.49 in Santa Rosa County. Taking a look at our financial headlines. Elon Musk continuing to hold the title of world's richest man. However, he did just lose his claim to fame as a trillionaire, the first the world had ever seen. The tech mogul achieved trillionaire status after SpaceX launched its record IPO. But stock prices have now fallen, dragging Musk's wealth down. Bloomberg's Millionaires Index says Musk's fortune peaked at $1.1 trillion, and it's now about $957 billion. Well, the evolution of the Dow Industrial Average continues. Daria Albinger has details on which company is in and which is out.
The parent company of Google is the latest addition to the composite and a sign of its move away from the traditional industrial stocks to technology replacing telecom giant Verizon. The California-based company joins mega cap tech competitors Nvidia, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. The Dow has been evolving as the U.S. economy does, from a manufacturing base to service-focused companies to tech. S&P Global says Alphabet shares, which trade under the ticker GOOGL, will officially join the Dow for the start of Monday's trading. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
And Lucid is set to cut about 18% of its workforce. That's according to a filing with the SEC, with the electronic vehicle maker saying that that move will save the company $160 million. 8:39, your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
To me, one of the funniest stories of the day was a little thing that came out of Boston where the World Cup and soccer fans were in town from Scotland. Of course, Boston's a big Irish town, and several of the bars, including the Sam Adams Tap Room, ran out of beer.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Is it too cold in the grocery store? 437-1620, 437-1620. You know what I'm talking about. When you go to the grocery store, especially in Florida, you know, you're dressed for the withering heat outside. It's not withering hot just now, but, you know, I mean, you know, we're getting there. And you dress, you know, shorts and a t-shirt, probably, flips, whatever, you know. We talked about this before. Do you dress for the place you're going to? Do you dress for how it is outside? If you dress for Florida and you go into the grocery store, are you comfortable or are you shivering? 437-1620. I'm already getting the look from John where I know where John's going to go with this. I mean, I know him so well by this point that I know exactly what he's going to say. He's going to say, you know, oh, sorry, John.
Come on, stink guy, John.
John's like, what? It's barely even cold enough. I go straight to the frozen food section so that I can actually be comfortable. Tell me I'm wrong.
Thank you. I'm like, it's not cold enough. It's 100 degrees outside. Some of us that have an extra layer of warmth that we're trying to lose.
Little insulation?
Yeah, little insulation. Yeah.
Little natural protection. Don't need a windbreaker. You got me, Bailey?
Yeah, you got it.
My man breasts are my windbreaker.
Whoa, wait a second. No, these are pectoral muscles.
Sure they are.
Call them pectoral muscles.
Okay. So question for you, 437-1620. Is it, again, the question of the day is it too cold in the grocery store? I have a feeling there are going to be a lot of people who are with me on this, and the answer is it's yes, too cold in the grocery store. Weirdly, it's not that way when you go into like a regular store. So I'm sure it's a byproduct of having the refrigerated and the frozen food. I'm guessing, okay? But yes, it's too cold in the grocery store. When I have to put on a sweatshirt a lot of times in this studio because we keep it too cold.
Have rackfuls of equipment.
We do. But I often have to put in on a hoodie or a fleece or something when I go into the grocery store for the same. Or when I forget, I'm in there and I'm like... My fingers get cold. I can't separate the credit cards and the money clip, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, so, John, I do have a question for you.
In the grocery store? Okay, go ahead.
437-1620. Is it too cold in the grocery store? That's the question of the day. Okay, but, John.
Yes, sir.
You wear glasses.
Reading glasses.
When you're in the grocery store, are you with or without them?
I'm without them.
Okay. Have you ever had them on to read something in the grocery store and left them on by mistake when you went outside?
No. Sunglasses are a different story.
Have you done that?
Yes.
And what do you see?
Oh, it's fogged up.
Yeah, you see nothing.
Yeah.
Good it's just day, fogged sir. Up. You see nothing because it completely fogs up because it's too cold in the grocery store. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. 437-1620. Feel free to weigh in. Go ahead, John.
All right. Well, we've got no accidents to report to you. Let's see here. I-10, I-110. Everything's flowing smoothly. You're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need any kind of video work done, whether it's recording of a meeting or of client testimonials or doing an ad to sell your boat, like a walkthrough or a 360 look around, or an aerial footage being done of your house in case of storms, or of your subdivision that you're trying to sell to people, or anything. If it's video-based air or ground, call Pelican Drones. Man, local company, great company, Chris Tan, good friend, wonderful work that they do. They do big clients, you know, they work with FDOT and Portofino and Netflix and HGTV and, you know, your neighbor Bob or Janice, I don't know, whoever. The point is you can buy their services by the hour, by the half day, by the day. Big or small, any need for video. And what they can do is produce commercials for you. They can do the production of it with the music and everything else. They can make you a 60-second version, a 30-second version, a 20, a 10, you know, whatever, for whatever format you're doing, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or anything else. The point is, and then you own it when they're done. You get all the raw footage, you own it for yourself. So if you ever need to go back and use it, do it yourself or have them do it, whatever. The point is, they're fabulous. Weddings, Blue Angels, you know, anything that you want to do, they can take care of you. Pelican Drones, just find out more at pelicandrones.com. All right, to the phones, talking about the question of, do they keep it too cold in the grocery store? 437-1620. Let's see, somebody says, they're with you, John. Sometimes I go to the freezer section for that very reason.
Thank you.
Belly up to the frozen peas. All right, I like it.
Belly up to the cold. AC
me, please. I love it.
Oh my
goodness. Do you, if you're a guy, go in and like, do you lift your shirt to get even better AC from the peas or no? You ever go quite that far, John? Turn your back to it?
Never.
Would you though now?
I've never thought about it, but. Like now that you make me think about things.
When you come in from working in the yard and you're right in the house and it's cold, but you turn on a fan and take your shirt off or at least lift your shirt up so that you get the direct AC blowing, right? You know, mm-hmm. You've done that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just saying. I just know it. What's going to happen today is there's going to be somebody in the Walmart and there's going to be like another person 20 feet away from you is going to be, you know, shirt pulled up, belly up to the frozen fish sticks. And somebody else is going to be like, you listen to Andrew McKay, don't you?
It'd be like, yeah, dab him up. Just dab him up.
Oh, that's my people.
That's all you got to do.
I love it. Anyway, let's see. Somebody says, no, not if I'm in there for only a quick trip. It feels good at first, but then I do get chilled after a while. That's what I'm saying. It's like the first, you know, 30 seconds, minute, whatever. Somebody says, let's see, 437-1620. It is never too cold in the grocery store. I'd move to Antarctica if it had actual housing.
That is true.
They said movie theaters, and they bring blankets to the movie theater.
Well, good, bring your blanket.
You shouldn't have to
just
bring a blanket.
Put it on me.
You should, okay. Let's see. Your glasses fog up because it's hot outside, not because it's too cold in the grocery store. Well, technically, it's the temperature differential combined with the humidity index. It's condensation created by the...
Let's ask him.
What, PJ?
Yeah.
PJ, want to win? PJ, is it too cold in the grocery store?
Too cold in the grocery store?
You sound confused by the question.
My daughter has brought a blanket, just so you know.
To the grocery store?
To the grocery store?
How old is she?
She's 17.
Real? Wow. Yeah. So she agrees?
Yeah.
Okay. But you've never noticed personally?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I love it. 437-1620. It's not too cold inside. It's just too hot outside. It is too cold in the grocery store. That's why I do grocery pickup. I stay climate controlled in my, and I'm liking it that way. Oh, that's an interesting. It's so obnoxious in the grocery store that they actually would prefer to sit in their car. Let's see. Clint says, I'm always comfortable in the grocery store because I wear shorts and flip-flops every day unless I have to attend a wedding, Mardi Gras ball, or a funeral. Let's see. Somebody says, I'm fine with grocery store temperatures, but the walk into the beer cooler will have you moving fast. Oh, that's true. Like, if you go into the, you know, a lot of times it's not the grocery store, it's the convenience store.
That's a whole different story.
How do you feel in the beer cooler?
Oh, well, you get cold. I mean,
okay.
It's 32
so there
degrees.
Is a place where you feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay. Where they're trying to push you out. Yeah. Oh,
they're
man.
Trying.
I dread it if I ever, and, you know, so I don't really buy a lot of food at the convenience store. I mean, almost ever. The prices are too high. But when I do occasionally go into one, I will often, out of curiosity, go into the beer cooler and look and see, do they have something on special that's worth getting? And I always have that hesitation, like, I'm going to be disappointed. I'm not going to find anything. Is it worth turning into an icicle for 30 seconds to get this knowledge? Ah, I'm a cheapskate. I'll go. And then I'm like, okay, the double IPA is $15 for a 12-pack. No, go, or whatever it is, and I leave. Let's see. Andrew, I'm going to need you to turn in your Chicago man card. You're too cold.
Oh, exactly.
No. I've lived in Phoenix for 7 years. We've lived here for 13 years. The South has ruined me. It has destroyed my body for the ability to handle cold.
Or you're just getting older.
Shh. Somebody says Publix is the worst. Come back. That's going to be my last comment. Somebody says, for AC me, please. The walk-in convenience store beer coolers are, in fact, the winners. No, again, with that. Okay, now back to what has got to be my favorite text of the day. Oh, wait, we've got one more come in here. Yes, I always carry a jacket and a sweater with me when I go into the grocery store. Okay, here goes. Publix is the worst. It's a real nipple ripper.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
We asked people we spoke with, what does it take to keep getting better with age?
Keep growing.
Remember where you came from? It's the foundation of who you are.
Show up for others. Learn something new.
Stay connected.
That's been our approach at Pennair for 90 years. Staying connected. Continuing to grow. And never losing sight of who we serve. Pennair Credit Union. 90 years strong.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Leave me, Donna. Woman is the most fiendish instrument of torture ever devised to bedevil the days of man.
So the news recently that Elon Musk became, the first trillionaire, and now Mark Zuckerberg is close behind him, likely to become the next one, has just got, all of the highly educated economic experts on social media worked up.
I bet.
I'd say with no small amount of sarcasm. I saw this post, and I think it captures it. Somebody said, "What would you do if you had $1 trillion? If I had $1 trillion, I'd solve global warming by creating electric vehicles. I'd solve rural broadband internet. I'd make it so paralyzed people could move with a chip that interacts with their brain. I'd figure out how to tunnel under cities for public transit. I'd solve space travel and take us to Mars someday. I'd protect free speech. I'd audit the government and get rid of a bunch of waste and corruption." Oh, wait. You get it? Like, Elon Musk has already been doing a lot of very good things. And why is he rich? Why is Elon Musk rich? Is he rich because he ruined people's lives? Is he rich because he took away your money? Is he rich because he harmed you in some way? Show me where the bad tech billionaire, trillionaire touched you. Like, what did he do to hurt you that makes you think that because he has $1 trillion, he's done something wrong? Let's do some basic economics. I'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the phone. Because this is, of all the things that drive me crazy, this is definitely near the top of the list. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free, not seeing anything to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second. Let me do this quickly, and then we'll make sure
okay,
we get to
do
that.
Math,
because I don't
quickly
want to not do it. Yeah, okay. What has Elon Musk done to make your life miserable? Other than find products and services that other people are willing to give him money in exchange for, and he's done that so much that it mounts up to $1 trillion. If he had never done anything that he had done, if Elon Musk were poor, would the world be better off or worse off? Would you all have more money if Elon Musk was worth, $50,000? You'd be worse off. Wait, how could I be worse off? Because all that money be spread amongst all of us. No, because all the stuff he made wouldn't exist. The stuff he made and the services he provided for which people voluntarily gave him money. If you make your money, your wealth, even a trillion, even a quadrillion of it, on the basis of free transactions which rational adults in an open market make with each other, you benefited society already. This notion that you owe back to society for the wealth you've got. No, literally, we owe you. That's why we call it money. If he goes and waves $1,000 in somebody's face, they give him a really nice meal at a nice restaurant. Why? Because literally, you having money means we as a community owe you. Money's an IOU. We owe him $1 trillion worth of wealth. That's what it means. And when you go try to make more money, you're not doing something wicked. You're doing something good. You're serving other people more. That's why you get paid more. Now, I know there's times when people make money in illegitimate or immoral ways. I get that. But generally speaking, the way you make money is by giving somebody something they want, and they give you the promise to pay, the IOU, the you've done a good thing for me, and in the future, we'll do a good thing for you. We owe you. So wealthy people owe to give back to the community? No. Literally the opposite. We owe them to give back to them for the good things they've already done for us. And if somebody has $100,000 in wealth or $1 million in wealth or 10 or 100 million or a billion or 10 or 100 billion or $1 trillion, where's the line at which what they have is inappropriate? Because all they have is a stored up agreement by us to do good things back to them for what they've already done for us. I get so tired of explaining it. The rampant lunacy over economics is amazing to me. It's like people just don't know how to think about basic money. John, you're an accountant. Did I miss it?
Nope.
All right. Try an M&M. Our dear, beloved receptionist, Tina, brought in M&Ms for John to try for the first time in history. What color you got there in your fingers?
Orange.
Orange? Give it a whirl. What do you got? He bites. He cracks.
But Jeremy, though, they're going...
What do you got? Tell us.
Chocolate. There's no orange flavoring to it.
Correct. Yesterday, we learned that John had never had an M&M that he can remember.
In his adult life.
you keep wanting to nuance your way out of this very embarrassing thing, but what do you think?
Not bad. Not bad. You're going to add to my girlish figure.
You want to try another color?
Hold on, I'm trying to get
see if there's any difference between the blue and the orange. The blue, which is going away soon.
Raspberry.
This is raspberry. nice.
They're not bad. Okay.
There you go. Hey, we'll have me. Well, see, now you can say you've had M&Ms as an adult.
I can't. Thank you.
If you ever want free food in the radio business, all you do is you tell people you've never tried it, and they'll bring it for you. Well played, sir. Well played. All right. Meg is out today. Pep Talk is next. We got PJ is going to be in for that. We'll be back tomorrow. Transgressors Memorial Service. Be here early.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923.
I'm in Friday.
WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton.